Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
We have all seen it, and it's awkward. It's the parent that wants to be friends with their child, and it's just hard to watch. Danger Will Robinson, for those of you who remember the old TV shows. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, and trying to be friends with your kids, especially when they're young, can cause problems for them when they get older. But I'm wondering, Danny, is there ever a time to be friends with our kids?
Maybe mentors, right? With friends, yeah, that can lead you into real foggy lines. We're here to guide our kids, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're going to be unhappy with us. And
yeah.
We're not here for friendship. It really complicates things for you as a parent.
What I've tried to tell new parents especially is the payoff, you actually can be the friend to your child when they're an adult. And the payoff for doing the parenting journey well early on is they're going to want to hang out and be your friend when they're an adult. But you got to be able to toe the line and make them unhappy sometimes. Let's go ahead and hear from Dr. Kathy Cook, who talked about this with Jim Daly and me, making sure especially that your kids learn how to accept responsibility for their actions when they've done something wrong. Motivating your child by saying, you're the person that has the choice. You're the person that's responsible for the decisions and the outcomes of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me stepping up, that's hard to do, though. There's a price for me as a parent when they mess up.
Exactly. So your ego is at risk, right?
Well, my time and the judgment I'm going to get, the anger I'm going to get from them, because it somehow still is my fault, even though it's theirs.
Oh, man. And this is where you look them in the eye and say, man, I'm listening, but you're wrong. Let's call wrong, wrong, right? Let's be brave. Here's the thing, guys. I say in the book, parent so that they'll want to be your friend when they're 25 years old. Don't parent so that they'll be your friend today.
Yeah.
Parent so that they want to hang out with you later and you have a multi-generational, long-lasting family. What a powerful, beautiful thing that is. And that comes about when we're honest. They're not going to ask us to be honest in those ways, John, but I know and you know that there's a blessing there, and you got to parent long and strong and believe that it's going to come back for you.
And that's really the theme of the whole book, is how to do that well, how to launch them well, how to be a friend at 25, still as a parent. But the nitty-gritty is the nitty-gritty. One of the things, I know in my own experience, a lot of our parenting discussion with Gene, it's about how do we continue to build character into the boys, especially I think for Christian homes, this becomes job one. Mm-hmm. We want our kids to have character, good character. We want them to make good decisions, etc. So how can we help our children become better in that character area?
Yeah, thanks for asking. No one might like what I'm going to say, but it does start this does start with us again, right? Kids tell me all the time hypocrisy doesn't work. So are we kind and gentle and generous and outgoing? Humility. Let's start with humility. I make the claim that I think humility is the first and most important quality to have because it can motivate all the others.
Huh.
And so the opposite of pride, right?
Right.
So not I'm a worm on the ground, but I'm important. I have worth because God chose to make me and he made me and I'm created in his image and it's amazing. But I'm no more important than anyone else. When I'm humble, I'm teachable. When I'm humble, I don't have to win every argument. In fact, I won't even argue because I don't need to always have my authority at the forefront, if you will. So humility is very important. If you're a prideful mom or dad, and you're always right, and you never make a mistake, and you're never responsible, I'm sorry, they're not going to feel safe with you being humble, the very thing that you claim that you want them to be. So yeah. That starts with us.
I like that, the humility factor. What are some of the other character traits we should point our kids towards?
Self-respect, because self-respect motivates us to want all those other qualities again. And self-respect is an essential preventative to bullying and things like that. Respect for others and self-control, I put them in that order. If I'm humble and if I have self-respect, I will want to have other healthy Christ-like character. If I have self-control, I'll be able to have those qualities like patience and generosity and kindness and goodness. And then if I respect others, I will want to exhibit those qualities. So in our home, if they're not exhibiting healthy character, it might be because they don't respect us.
Huh.
maybe we're not listening to them. Maybe we're not present with them in the midst of challenge. Maybe we don't celebrate their successes, and so they don't think that we know them. So they don't care. Right. If you have kids who you find out are very different outside of the home from in the home, that's a challenge, right? Sometimes unconditional love in the home allows them to challenge you.
Yeah.
Because you're always supposed to love them. That's the role of dad, right? Yeah. And I praise God for dads who are willing to step into that reality. But I would also say that it could be a respect issue.
How much of that, though, Kathy, comes from a child's lack of self-respect? In other words,
yes.
I don't respect myself, and so I can't really give you any respect.
Right, which is why that's the second quality that I make the argument for, because you're exactly right. So, and then, John, how do kids learn to respect themselves? By being respected, right? There's very much a double-sided arrow there. Mm. So again, do we know them? Strengths, weaknesses, challenges, delights, hopes, focuses, purpose, fears, grief, loss. Do we know in the knowing of our knowing what's really going on there? And John, as you were saying before, this takes real investment. That we have to slow down. You know, some of us would rather go and run an errand by ourselves and have a little bit of quiet time. I respect that.
Yeah.
But take your sons with you. Boys always talk more when they're busy doing something than when they're sitting at the kitchen table being interrogated. So, you know, you need to go to the store and buy a piece of plumbing to repair something. Take your boy with you. And you'll have a stunning conversation about something. And you can turn it towards self-respect in a surprising kind of a way and kind of surprise him with, man, I'm so impressed that you're curious about this. That means that you're capable of learning, and that's a respect issue. Really proud of you.
Dr. Cook is so good at framing the encouragement that we can feed our kids, looking for the positive, keying off of that character quality that really you want to emphasize. And I hope you've gotten some really good tools here from her as she talked about humility and self-respect and self-control. She did, Danny, talk about something that we've addressed a number of times here, and that is investing time in your kids. It's something as easy as just saying, hey, I'm running an errand. You want to come with me? It doesn't have to be super big. It can be kind of simple too, right?
It can be. And I'll give you an illustration. Recently, I was building some shelving in my garage. And the first round of that, John, did not go very well. I was in a hurry, and I just wanted to get it done. Didn't put the big enough screws into the studs. And the next day, I started to pile some extra things on, and it collapsed. It came tumbling down.
No.
My family came down. Are you okay? And I was just standing there staring at it, and then I knew, okay, I did not take the time I needed to build this right. And it was a great project with my daughter and my son. They had wanted to do other things. It gave them an opportunity to go on errands with me. We talked it through, just a plan on how we were going to make the shelving much stronger this time, and how I rushed the first time, and I needed to take my time to build something strong. And it gave great life lessons on other parts of their lives and in my life, and what that means spiritually. What does that mean in my spiritual life? If I'm hurried and not really don't take the time for prayer, for time in scripture with God, what's that going to build in my spiritual life? But those Aaron moments were the moments of conversation that we got to have together. And those simple moments are fantastic. The kids still are looking at the shelving and remembering our times together. They had wanted to play. We had plans to go running. The day was the shelving together.
It was good of you to plan to mess up the shelving, because that's really, I mean, that's you started.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
You started
plan,
with
you
failure built in so your kids would hang out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a lesson all the way.
Yeah,
from the beginning.
So if you want, we have lots of opportunities for you to plan failures on the website. And really, we do have Dr. Cook's book, which will help you motivate your kids to pursue God, to reflect His character. It's called Start with the Heart. Details about it are on the website, and it's a great tool for you.
And John, our website, focusonthefamily.com/parenting, really offers some great tools as well for parents on these very things. We're building intentionally in parents some tools to pass on a thriving faith.
Yeah, click the link in the episode notes or give us a phone call if we can be of any service to you. Donate today generously if you can. A gift of any amount, and we'll send a copy of Dr. Cook's book, Start with the Heart, to you. Next time, the impact that a simple I'm sorry from a parent can make on a child's life when we hear from Jeannie Cunyon. And for now, on behalf of Danny Huerta and the team, I'm John Fuller. Thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.